The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. And Diane Anderson is in studio. We talk with Diane a lot, off and on. She's done numerous presentations here in Southern Oregon. Of course, wrote highly acclaimed book. It's a deep dive. It's Who Made American Schools Marxist Training Centers? And it just... You think that we would just keep her only on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, except that the open conspiracy is that our local governments kind of continue to go down, especially out here on the West Coast, down this essentially embracing and bringing in soft Marxism and then hardening Marxism later. Would that be a fair assessment of what where we find ourselves? And coming up here in today's the 17th, so it's going to be a week from Thursday, so it'll be next Thursday, the 26th, at 6 o'clock at the Central Point Library. You're going to be putting on a seminar about the future of food. Is that what that's going to be about?
Yes, about the future of food, and then I'll update people on climate-friendly areas and other things, those people who are just hearing about it and need more information.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best to actually visit. I know 6 o'clock is tough for me because I'm going like to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock most nights. But I'll do my best to go to this because I've been talking to you. I feel like I'm kind of semi-well-versed into this. But this is where people can go and ask you additional questions. But everything that we hear, everything that is being done from the executive orders to climate-friendly, equitable communities to the Vision 24 Medford plan or Vision 24 grants passed, every city has these vision plans in which essentially agenda-based people end up massaging the future to their satisfaction, I think, except that it's not us that it's supposed to be forming the future. It's the connected Soviets, for lack of a better term, right?
Correct, yes. If the Oregon Department of Land Conservation Development Commission has listed smart growth codes and smart growth as kind of their principles, their guiding principles, then we can trace that easily back to the Earth Summit in 1992 at Rio de Janeiro. That's when Agenda 21 came out. And locally, how they put it in, how they influence areas in the United States through local Agenda 21. They're called ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, organizations. And people come in, and they have said right on their website that they have partnered with metro governing organizations.
And that would be RV Cog, as
an example. RV Cog, yes. RV Cog would be one who is listening to local Agenda 21 and also State of Oregon, especially, you know, with their executive orders.
And by the way, this is not our local government. The state government's all over this.
Yes.
State of Oregon.
Yeah, they are. We could say they're like Agenda 21, too. I mean, they are the mother of it on the West Coast.
Sustainable development, smart growth. Right. It's all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
In other words, your property is not really your property. It's our property, and we'll repurpose it to your particular purposes. And you won't own anything, and you'll be happy. It's kind of like going down that that little primrose path.
Yeah, a little project I was going to do at home is get out the old Agenda 21 maps of the United States, because they're different shades of orange, and then focus in on Oregon and blow it up and set it next to the new fire maps and see how it compares.
Because they
are in orange, too.
I would venture a guess, though, that you will see an interesting connection there, that where you will be allowed to live will be inversely proportionate to where the fire maps say the high risk of wildfire
is.
So out in the rural lands, you're not supposed to be there because, remember, the rewilding project of a few years ago? They want you in to stack and pack climate-friendly, equitable communities.
That's
here.
Right.
And I just don't think most people understand just how deeply this is embedded into the DNA of Oregon government.
No. Senator Dennis Lithicum had suggested at the last MOGA conference to me that possibly, they really need to get people off of the rural lands and before they can create 15-minute cities. Whether he knew that was the same thing as climate-friendly areas, I'm not sure. But The idea is on Agenda 21 maps from, 2009 or something like that, you'll see huge swaths of land. And on their legend of the maps, it'll say no human habitation at all. There's no footprints on that land at all.
And it's not just a place like the monument, let's say.
Oh, no. There are large areas of Western Oregon, Eastern Oregon.
No humans.
Rocky Mountain areas.
I tell you what. So, like I said, you're setting the table here for why you keep coming back and keep coming back for more punishment, okay? let me take a break and help out these local businesses while they're still allowed to be in business here in Southern Oregon. I'm being a little sarcastic, folks, okay? You just understand what is going on because they are helping. They are businesses that help talk radio, which is at least one of the few places that you're going to hear any kind of conversation about this. I'd like to find out what your experience was because you testified at the Medford Vision 2040 meeting that was conducted recently.
Yes.
And most astoundingly, what's really interesting about this, folks, is that Diane was telling me that they appeared to have redacted some of your testimony.
From the previous time that I was there. So I expressed my wish that they didn't redact what I was going to say.
If they're redacting testimony, it means that some people are concerned that more people like Diane testifying, they realize that the gig is up and that they can't hide it to the same extent.
Right.
So if you're going to go full commie here in Southern Oregon, they want to try to hide it from you and call it all sorts of various different things. And we'll talk more about that meeting here in just a moment, okay?
Life's busy and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Hi, it's John at Welburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Welburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Co., Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Welburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
Well, you know a doorless stove and spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friend.
Lawn here from Orleans. Has another winter left you hurting from high heating bills? If so, come into Orleans for a record-breaking 30% tax credit on qualifying wood and pellet stoves and their installation. Come in and check out the award-winning Jodl Oslo wood stove. Jodl, from the heart of Norway, has been leading the way in wood stove design and innovation for over 160 years. Add warmth, savings, and value to your home by buying a Jodl at Orleans Stoves and Spas. Jodl understands the importance of focusing on the future when developing wood stove technology that will last for generations. Jodl has developed industry-changing, highly efficient, clean-burning technologies that are incorporated in all of their wood stoves. Orleans has a largest selection in Southern Oregon with over 40 rebate qualifying models. Come into Orleans for a record-breaking 30% tax credit on qualifying wood and pellet stoves and their installation. Orleans at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, or visit us online at Orleans.com.
Former President Trump is safe after gunshots were reported while he was golfing at his club in West Palm Beach.
2 months after a near miss.
Secret Service agents got to the suspect before Trump was in range.
A second attempt is made on the former president's life.
58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ralph.
The digital evidence this individual left behind is clearly tremendous.
How do the two incidents compare?
He's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around him.
Talk about what should be done.
We live in danger times.
On News Talk 106.3 KMED.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
25 after 8 on August 14th, Diane Anderson actually attended the Vision 2040 meeting in Medford. And it was an interesting experience, especially how they redacted your testimony from a prior meeting that you had been at. Yeah. And let's see where your vision may have clashed with the current regime's version.
Well, I thought I'd just kind of give several definitions from very reputable places like the Oregon Department of Land Conservation Development Commission and the City of Medford on exactly what the definition of a climate-friendly area was. And they all sounded the same, pretty much. some would say without a car, and the DLCD said, so you won't be forced to drive a car, you know.
Uh-huh.
So whether you're forced to drive or not, they want you to use some alternative means of transportation.
Yeah, and most likely the same agenda that is driving 20-mile-per-hour speed limits going into effect in downtown Medford, because it's the business district that will have very few people coming down there to enjoy businesses, I guess.
I wanted to share Clarence Perry's 1929 neighborhood unit. It wasn't until the pandemic they started calling them by different names. So I gave a definition of that all social service needs for a family are within walking distance. Heavy traffic is restricted to surrounding arterial streets. No playground, market, or school could be more than 1/4 mile from any one home. And each neighborhood was served with a population about 5,000. So then, after giving several of these definitions and sharing the fact that Portland's sustainability department did attest to Clarence Perry's 1929 design to show that, yes, Oregon is looking back 100 years to get their ideas, you know, for this, for their neighborhood plans. So then I shared Alexei Gutnov's contribution of the in the Ideal Communist City. It was published at the University of Moscow in the 50s, and it was translated in 1971. So I gave them the definition, quoting them, the new unit of settlement is what they called it, not the neighborhood unit. But their short was NUS. NUS is a big thing then. Their description of it was, the most remarkable aspect of this site plan is that everyone is in walking or tramway distance from the school, community centers, residential areas, and transit nodes. It is a residential suburb without auto dependency. That comes 1950s, University of Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are many people that are very versed on Soviet urban planning. You can go to academia.com, and you can get all kinds of articles on how Soviet unit planning reflects what we're doing right now.
With Oregon's sustainable development, climate-friendly, equitable community, 15-minute city, however you want to term it.
Right.
Right.
You know, Marx and Engels, you know, we could say, well, Soviets, the Bolsheviks did that, or the Moscow University wanted to do this. But Marx and Engels, they associated utopian socialism with communitarian socialism. It's not much different. But communitarian socialism sees the establishment of what they call small intentional communities. And that's what a climate-friendly area. They intended to create a small area so they could control it, for one. It's easier to control, and it's easier to get people to be collective, have a collective ideology if they're in smaller groups. So
it's about getting rid of any kind of independence of thought and or behavior.
Oh, yeah,
really.
You would be part of the community. You know, one of the actionable steps that they would like to take here for Vision 2040 in Medford is to hire docents to keep.
What is that? What is a docent? I'm not even really familiar with that term.
I had to look it up too. The docent is a person like that guides you through a museum.
Oh.
Or that kind of thing. But this docent would be out there to make sure that your community is livable, they call it.
Oh.
And I'm going to say sustainable.
Why does that strike me as like the clipboard Nazis that run through HOAs right now?
Right.
Could that be kind of like a government version of that? Almost?
Right. You've got them, you know, around your neighborhood or downtown. They're going to make sure everything's clean and tranquil and make sure you're not watering your lawn too much and kind of keep an eye on things.
And making sure that you're putting the right type of recyclables in the bin.
Right.
Yeah.
And I imagine that they would be working pretty closely with any neighborhood associations that they also want to form here in Vision 2040. And the
so this is openly talked about in Vision 2040.
Oh, yeah, right here. It's in their document.
And silly me, I thought that's why we elected city councilors to kind of monitor what's going on in various neighborhoods and represent them.
No.
Am I being silly?
No.
To think that's what their purpose is?
Well, they list all their sponsors, their direct, they work directly with them, but they have their future sponsors that they would like to, like Neighborhood Watch, churches, Head Start, you name it, all the way down the line. So this extends a lot more than just
they're combining
turning
it all.
That,
they're
combining it all.
They're folding it all into this, this governance model.
Right.
Governance, really.
Governance, right.
Yeah.
And that's why I think a lot of people think, oh, well, it's just about changing your transportation behaviors.
No, everything else follows, though.
Everything else will follow it. In fact, that's what Food to the Future is about. Now, we're getting most of our guides from England. Town and Country Planning Association has been around for over 100 years in Britain. And they nicely wrote The Features of a 20-Minute Neighborhood, and you can download the whole book online. And in there, they do talk about a relocalized food system, whereas Vision 2040 for Medford and Southern Oregon communities, they don't mention a food system at all.
Not right now.
No, but they have to do something. They'll have to do something if they want to cut down vehicles, the fuel, that kind of thing, transportation. They want to go from a linear food system where you have big farms bringing in things to processing plants and factories.
Which is the American system.
The American
as we
system,
know it.
Right.
Yeah.
And they want to go to more or less a circular system. So
why does this sound no different than Mao wanting to have the citizens take their human excrement and throw it in the backyard and as fertilizer so we can make some rice paddies?
Well, I'll be surprised if you can even throw it in your backyard because there's two.
Well, you won't have a backyard. Pardon me. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking is the Rogue Valley Food System Network right now has in mind they want to keep in touch with every aspect of the community in order to make sure that all agencies and all organizations are kind of in the system, in their network, in order to bring this about for everybody. So they'll talk about peri farming, you know, farming around the outside parts of towns. They talk about community gardens, school gardens, an urban farm where you have empty lots where there's no businesses or buildings, and maybe a nonprofit. Somebody is going to help them.
Well, you'll just have to be if you're going to be good little Soviets, we'll have to plant cabbages there like good Soviet. Peasants, you know, back in the time.
Well,
in the vacant lots, we'll have cabbages and then, you know, maybe some beets too. I'm thinking of Eastern European kind of foodstuffs. Let's see, beets, and
right.
I'm having fun with this,
but.
So, but this is serious as a heart attack, though, is where they're going with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and it's not. When I was reading the Soviet life, employers then would tell their people, you know, you get out your hoes and shovels and you go home and on the weekends and you cultivate your tomatoes and potatoes and whatever you have.
Well, you're contributing to your 15-minute or climate-friendly,
right,
equitable community, right?
Right?
Okay. Hey, hold that thought because we're starting to touch on what you're going to be covering here next Thursday, all right? 8:34. We'll be back more with Diane Anderson. It's stimulating, is it not? The push to Sovietize Southern Oregon and our local governments seem to be we're just all part of the solutions.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right.
We're here with Susan, who had her well drilled by Clouser Drilling. Susan, what made you choose Clouser?
I checked around town, asked friends of mine who they had used, and Clouser came up every time. A number one, from realtors to actual residences.
And what stood out to you?
Everything, frankly. From when they first arrived, locating the water, walking the property, the site selection. They were very methodical, very careful. I was impressed with their entire approach.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit ValleyViewNursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Republican lawmakers in Oregon want Democratic Governor Tina Kotek to ensure the integrity of the state's voter rolls after 304 non-citizens were found to have been registered as voters. Oregon Republican Senator Daniel Bonnemaster to consider implementing measures similar to those in Virginia, where the governor directed state officials to certify the accuracy of voter lists by removing those who moved, died, or were unable to verify their U.S. citizenship. A Wasco County grand jury has indicted a transient for starting the Larch Creek fire that burned over 18,000 acres this summer. Prosecutors say 51-year-old Christopher Manili was squatting on property he didn't own and started the fire, which cost $14 million to contain. Wednesday at midnight, the fire danger level is decreasing from extreme to high in Klamath and Lake counties. The fire danger level applies to all private, county, and state wildlands protected by the Oregon Department of Forestry, as well as the Fremont Winnemah National Forest and BLM. Bill London, KMED.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Lynn Barton here, Medicare Advisor at Sky Park Insurance. If you have Medicare Advantage or a prescription drug plan, the Inflation Reduction Act made big changes that will affect you next year. Some good, some really bad. Get informed for upcoming annual enrollment by coming to my complimentary Medicare Update Seminar on Tuesday, October 1st at 6:30 p.m. at the Phoenix Library. RSVP 541-499-0958 or email Lynn at skyparkins.com or find me at skyparkins.com.
Access your stored items safe and secure. Storage at Exit 24 has all sizes of units with traditional outdoor access that are brightly lit with wide paved drives. Affordable RV and boat parking is available too. Conveniently located off I-5. Storage at exit24.com.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is here. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to view the new magazine online and pick up a copy at Food for Less, Sherm's Thunderbird Market, Dairy Queen on Biddle, Albertsons on West Main, The Point in Central Point, Holiday Jewelry, Organic Elements Spa, Edenvale Winery, and Mercedes-Benz of Medford. Congratulations to all the winners representing Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
And this hour of the show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com. 8:38, back with Diane Anderson next Thursday, 6 o'clock, Central Point Library. She's going to be talking about the future of food as we have this kind of secret, yet not so secret, push to Sovietize the West Coast. For certainly, Sovietizing Southern Oregon is the push. The whole thing, Vision 2040, 15-minute communities, climate-friendly, equitable communities. It's all connected. Mm-hmm. Just like with the reduction of speeds and the restriction of roads into the downtown city area.
Right.
It's all connected, really.
Yes.
All part of the vision, right?
Yes.
And it's, I guess even our current city council is just inviting this or just going along for the ride because they don't understand what's at stake here?
I don't know. Well, the gentleman that was on earlier talking about Ted Wheeler, what happened to him, you know, getting pushed into a corner, those people that are honest and good, want to make sure that, you know, we have our American way of life, lifestyles, livelihoods, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, and how they don't stand up and say no. Now, when I went to that meeting, there are people that come multiple times to my presentations, and they are very supportive. I don't expect them to come to every one of them. But when I look at this agenda, I'm looking at it globally and how it affects it locally. I'm looking at what does town and country planning's 20-minute neighborhoods say to us? What do they want us mm-hmm. to do? So when you have things waiting in the wings, even, well, let me go back. Even the narrative they talk about certain things like the Maker Movement. You have the Oregon Department of Land Conservation Development Commission talking about success stories in, say, Grants Pass. And they had a lady giving a presentation in Grants Pass, Elena Preos, and she was talking about the new Maker Movement. It's a new substitute. It's like personalized manufacturing.
Well, the Makers Movement is to try to make up for the fact that the left has deindustrialized Oregon. And so I guess we're going to have our own little personal makers everywhere.
Right. What they didn't tell you, though, is the speaker actually was the leader for the local Agenda 21 movement.
Everybody's happy about these little makers markets that are cropping up around. This is part of the plan. Huh?
Part of the plan, yes. So we hear the rhetoric of maker movement or any other word or phrase that comes about.
As if anything was stopping you from making stuff before.
Right. So they want it to become part of your culture, part of your daily conversation. And then it sounds like, well, it's just coming about naturally because people have good ideas. It's not coming about because there's a certain politicized agenda. That's the scary part. People can't discriminate the difference between the real world and the rhetorical world. Okay. Anyway, the USDA, I wanted to open up.
By the way, this is about the future of food, okay?
Future food,
remember
yes.
Remember when I was only half joking about... the way that communist China would have you. Well, comrade, you better go out and throw your excrement into the yard so you can grow the food because this is necessary, for the...
Or your rice. Whatever.
For the rice paddy,
rice paddy.
The case might be.
The USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, they started a People's Garden Initiative. And they talk about eligible gardens nationwide. So what's an eligible garden? It's not your backyard garden.
Oh, really?
Because you cannot guarantee that it's organic and you can't contribute those food products or vegetables to the community or to your neighborhood unit.
So this is our USDA essentially bringing in people's gardens.
People's gardens.
Doesn't that sound surprisingly collectivist and Sovietized?
Yeah.
Just the term they're using.
Right.
They're using the same language, Diane.
I know. What is eligible are school gardens, community gardens, urban farms. Small-scale agricultural projects in the rural, suburban, and urban areas can be recognized as people's gardens. And I suppose there's some grant money that's coming behind them. But another thing I wanted to dismiss when I first started digging into the food situation for the future was the ARUP. ARUP is the name of a man who started a huge business back in the 40s and they're a trillionaire-type organization in the world. And what they put out were these targets for reducing your freedom to consume, to produce, to travel, anything. Okay. And I thought, well, you can dismiss it. It's some big global,
Well, it's like
the technocracy thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Same thing. It might blow over, whatever. But they partnered with C4 Cities. C40 cities doesn't mean local American cities. They're talking about global cities. Was founded by Eric Garcetti. He was the mayor of Los Angeles. And he wanted to make sure that all the cities in the world were on the same page. They were networked. They were all, implementing, getting their benchmarks met. So they partnered with them. So I went on, what are the targets for consumption? What are their targets for us on consumption? And I'll just give a few of the things. Beef and dairy products will be one. They have fixed that. There's acceptable emissions developed if we only have 16 kilograms of meat per person per year.
16 kilograms, that's like about 32 pounds,
that's,
right?
Yeah, 35 pounds.
Roughly speaking, 35 pounds of, so that's 3/4 of a pound of meat and or dairy per week.
Okay,
right.
Dairy is 90 kilograms. In other words, 23 gallons of milk, per year, per person, mm-hmm. or anything that was, you know, I didn't measure the cheese or anything. For the meat, for hamburger, that's about 140 quarter-pound hamburgers per year.
Okay. Okay. So you can have a hamburger every 2 weeks.
Right.
Under the sustainable development plan here, the C4 cities.
Their ambitious target by 2030 is 0 kilograms of either food group.
Oh, zero.
Zero.
So this is why they're pushing the plant-based meat, the fake meat, right?
Right. They also will give you limits on how much clothing you can buy, how many times you can get on an airplane, and how far you can travel round trip. Mm-hmm. All those, and I'm going to give all the details at the meeting. Plus, I'll give a handout with all the links so people can actually go and download the ideal communist city or download the features of a 20-minute neighborhood, download ARUP's and C4 cities' new designs for your, you know, for what's going to be on your plate and what's not going to be on your plate.
Well, you know, if you think that this has been a stimulating conversation, wait till you give the full presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right,
it's a slide presentation, so
Now, this is going to be a week from Thursday. So next, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, 6 o'clock, Central Point Family Library, or Central Point Public Library, rather.
Yes.
Where's that? Well, the People's Library. Yeah, we'll start putting the People's Library, People's onto everything. The People's Food Supply.
The People's Gardens,
the Certified Gardens. Can't be your backyard because that doesn't qualify as the People's Garden.
Yeah. There are only two states now that put in their constitutions freedom to have your own backyard garden.
Which ones are those?
Illinois and Florida.
Yeah, interesting that Oregon is not one of those because it wants us dependent and poor.
Well, they don't want us to be... have any competition between that and the new food network that's coming about.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. And so it's going to be the future of food. All right. Yes. Just focusing on this aspect of the Sustainable Development Board, which, like I said, our city councils and mayors and everybody else, they're just kind of blithely moving along. Vision 24. Here we go.
2040,
rather. Yeah, 2040.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, though.
Thank you so much for giving me the time to
educate
people.
It's not even Conspiracy Theory Thursday because it's not a conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy operating in the open, and the state of Oregon is really pushing this hard big time, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Diane.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Now then, since we are still working in the real world right now as far as our food supply, with that, we offer a Diner 62 Real American Quiz. With, my gosh, you know, they get those, you know, they have those specials for like the two pork chops on the weekend and stuff like that. That would be more than the C4 people would want them eating weeks, right?
Correct.
But since you are still the free person at the moment, hint, 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 all right, join in on the Diner 62 Real American Quiz, 770-563-3770-KMED. And if you haven't played it in the last 60 days, you can win it. And you'll enjoy food that is not plant-based, unless it's actually plant-based stuff like, you know, lettuce on your tomato. Lettuce and tomato on your hamburger from Diner 62. There we go. There we go. Let's jump on that next. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Hey, ladies, come in and take a look at our Anna Zuckerman collection at Father and Son Jewelry.
It certainly is stunning. The jewelry has been worn by actresses on the red carpet at the Oscars.
Ladies can look like $1 million and no one can tell the difference between the synthetic lab-created stones and gems. And the settings are breathtaking.
Come be dazzled by the Anna Zuckerman collection at Father and Son Jewelry on Jackson between Riverside and Central.
A
American Industrial Door has security and storm shutters and mesh for commercial and residential applications. These shutters protect storefronts, windows, retail counters, product cases, whatever needs instant protection against burglary, vandalism, and severe weather. With a touch of a button, you can secure an entry point or space with style and color. American Industrial Door has affordable scissor gates too. See all the security shutter options at American Industrial Door on Union Avenue in Grants Pass and on Crater Lake Avenue north of Violets Road.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with three Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. With just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service with Pure Talk.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED.
It's 8:52, and yep, Randy is serving up some great food over at Diner 62. Half ham special for $11.15, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9. Crispy chicken sandwiches back on the menu. They are delicious. I've had them. You will love it. And remember, Clam Chowder Friday is so good, you'll hear the surf and the seagulls. In your mind, of course. But we love that. Let us go to Krishna. Hey, Krishna, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Bill.
All right, Krishna, you're either going to be the first winner or the first victim of Brian Coppedge, who writes these quizzes. Okay, so here we go. It was today in history, 1976, September 17th, NASA unveils its first space shuttle. It's the Enterprise during a ceremony in Palmdale, California. It cost about $10 billion to develop, took a decade of work. And in 1977, the Enterprise became the first space shuttle to fly freely when it went up to 25,000 feet, carried by a Boeing 747, and then it was released, gliding back to Edwards Air Force Base. So regular flights of the space shuttle started April 12, 1981, with the launching of Columbia, launched by a couple of solid rocket boosters and an internal tank, or external tank, rather. And so anyway... it landed like a glider at California's Edwards Air Force Base. On January 28, 1986, the space shuttle program suffered a major setback when the Challenger exploded just a little bit after a minute after takeoff. All 7 people aboard were killed. Challenger completed 9 successful missions to space before its demise. But how many successful trips to space did Columbia complete before it also exploded in 2003, Krishna? How many missions? Was it 9 missions, 15, 21, 27, or 36? Space Shuttle Columbia, what say you?
9.
You're going to say 9. No, it was more than that. I appreciate you trying, so it's more than 9. We go to Jack, who's up next. Hey, Jack, welcome.
Hey, Bill.
15, 21, 27, 36. How many flights to space did Columbia complete before it blew up in 03?
Well, 36.
36. No, it was less than 36. So it was more than 9 and fewer than 36. We go to Bruce. Hello, Bruce. How you doing?
Very well.
15, 21, 27. How many successful trips for Space Shuttle Columbia before it blew up?
15.
15. Is it 15? No, it's more than that, too. So we're at a 50-50 chance here for Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, Bill.
21 or 27?
Let's go 21.
21. Why'd you say 27?
I don't know. I think that was too many.
No, just say 27.
Oh, 27 is one.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out of time. That's the clue.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right, Jerry. But, yeah, tragedy in space, of course, rocked the nation 03, February 1st, when Columbia, on its 28th mission, disintegrated during reentry. All 7 were killed, unfortunately. And a space shuttle program was grounded until Discovery returned to space in July of 05 amid concerns that the problems that had given Columbia trouble had not yet been fully solved. An interesting little sideline here. A NASA space shuttle fleet, Columbia, Challenger, Discovery, Atlantis, and Endeavour flew 135 missions and helped build the International Space Station. And the final space shuttle touched down July 21st of 2011. So they helped make the space station here, apparently, Jerry, where we have a couple of astronauts that are stuck. Isn't that weird?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of weird that we're still talking about it that way, but I'll tell you what. We're going to send you to Diner 62, and you're going to have a great time. Hang on, all right? It's going to be great fun. We'll have another one of these Thursday or Friday, okay?
I'm Bill Payne, sending a shout-out to Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. I would just like to say what an amazing experience it has been using Westfall Roofing. The team quickly looked at my project, gave me a prompt estimate. They did the repairs necessary and had my property re-roofed way faster than I was expecting. The staff was very courteous and very professional and answered all my questions before beginning the project. I would recommend them to anyone needing a roofing project done. They mean what they say. Need a new roof? Westfall gets it done.
CCB number 250730.
We've heard it all.
There used to be a two-way street.
I told her not to park in foul territory.
Gust of wind blew the basketball hoop over.
I could have sworn I put it in park.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. SpaceX has nearly doubled its backlog of Starlink in-flight Wi-Fi orders since announcing its deal of offering free in-flight Wi-Fi with United Airlines last week. Starlink is steadily expanding into the in-flight Wi-Fi market, with previous deals including Hawaiian Airlines and Qatar Airways. Intel shares jumped 8% after it announced it's creating a separate entity for its foundry business, a structure that could allow it to raise outside funding. The separate entity would also have its own board. OpenAI said its Safety and Security Committee will now become an independent board oversight committee. The company said the group will be chaired by Zico Coulter, director of the Machine Learning Department at Carnegie Mellon University. Stocks are slightly higher after strong retail sales data. The Dow Industrials up 106, the NASDAQ up 121, the S&P 500 up 20. That's Your Money Now.
It's 8:58. Ron's in Grants Pass. Hey, Ron, almost out of time here, but I'd love to give you a bite. What's going on?
Yeah, I'd like to ask if maybe the lady's going to give that speech on the 2040 issue, mm-hmm. could record that on an SD chip or something that could be sold by her to people who then can play it to their neighbors, friends, and be smarter so they can act accordingly to kill this thing before it gets too deeply rooted.
Yeah, it's pretty deeply embedded even right now. I don't know if Diane has that kind of audio visual capability. I'll ask her, though. Okay? I'll see what can be done. All right? Thank you, Ron. It's a good suggestion. 8:58 and change. Hey, I want to throw another quick email of the day, sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. And Pat in EP writes this morning, I was talking about this push for no children. Bill, I can take the issue of not having children one more step. Our children were married when my husband and I were in our 50s, and we were excited to have grandkids. We're now in our 70s, and it didn't happen. Our children had different reasons. One, health, and the other chose not to have children. They are not climate changers either. I can't express the feelings we feel by not being in the grandparents' club, which most of our friends have bragging rights. Our daughter, who is now 50, is already regretting not being a mom, but she had health issues. She knows what she's missing. And we feel badly for her. We're not sure what happened with our other child, but the bottom line is when our friends and family brag, we sit quietly with nothing to contribute. It's lonely, left out feeling. I'm not saying this to be felt sorry for, but for others to be aware of what it's like for many of us like we are. We can't change it, so we endure it. We would have loved being grandparents, my husband said, but it saves us money. He's trying to make light of it, but underneath, I know how he really feels. So for those who are grandparents, love them, spoil them, and teach them to be good little citizens so they can grow up and be good adults. Pat and EP, thank you so much.
Southern Oregon's place to talk. KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, a bi-coastal media station.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.